Welcome to Experts on Call. You can't believe it's been a year since we first introduced this gentleman to you on this particular show. Just Ask Bob. For a year, we've been asking him questions, and he still hasn't run out of answers. Bobby Asadurian, Triple R, Inc., .ca. Congratulations on
thank
a year,
you,
brother.
Thank you. How are you today?
I am fantastic, and you are doing very well, I know, because we've just spent the last half hour handing out money. That's kind of cool.
It's a very, very exciting day. Today marks the one-year anniversary since we released our book, A Contract You Can Bring Home to Mom, one-year anniversary of the radio show, and they've granted us 60 minutes.
Wow.
We've always talked about that. An hour of my mouth today.
I like to say that Just Ask Bob, normally we have the foundation is a half hour. Today we're adding on a sunroom.
True.
You know, we've got an extra half hour to spend with you, and you've brought a couple of guests with
yes.
you. And Bob, you know what? I'm going to let you introduce our guests in the studio.
We have Jocelyn Gagné from the Ontario March of Dimes. We also have Trevor Bouchard from quickcontractors.com and our book's co-author.
Welcome.
I want to thank them both. Welcome.
Welcome to both
thank
of you.
Thanks for having us.
Let's start with what just transpired in our boardroom, and we're going to have a photo up very shortly on our website of the giant. You even got a giant check, which is always wicked cool. I love the big party checks.
Well, in honor to that, very special thanks to Mike Pearson. Not once, but twice has he come to visit us. This time he's here today from the Ancaster Community Newspaper.
Right.
Obviously, a little interview out there and the photo op. And just some time ago, about a month ago, he came to visit Trevor and myself at the Ancaster Chapters bookstore. So this is twice in probably the time frame of about a month.
Yeah.
So very, very big thank you to him, the editors, all the good people behind the community newspaper.
The reason for the photo op was the fact that we're taking you and Trevor, your co-author on the book, are taking the proceeds from the book, and you were handing it off to Jocelyn from the March of Dimes. So let's go to Jocelyn quickly.
Yes.
And Jocelyn, first of all, you're with Community Relations with the Ontario March of Dimes. Tell us who the March of Dimes helps out.
The March of Dimes helps adults and children with physical disabilities in communities across the province.
And and money donated, you use that into different programs and to help, you know, fund different programs to help those people?
That's right. The funds that we receive from donors and businesses, and like today, will go to help buy either wheelchairs or canes or braces or a home health care aid for somebody in financial need, a bath transfer lift, a tub chair. Also, we have people with disabilities where we run peer support groups in the community.
Okay.
We have a stroke recovery network for people who are survivors of stroke and their families and caregivers. And as well, we have what we call post-polio chapters for people who suffered from polio 30, 40, 50
yeah.
years ago and now have post-polio syndrome. So these are self-help groups, if you will, peer support, who help to encourage people, help them to find the right services to move forward with their lives.
I got to say, it might not be the right time to suggest it. I'm just thinking maybe it's time for a name change to the March of Toonies or something. We start to crank up the donations.
Inflation.
For Jocelyn Gagné, Community Relations with the March of Dimes. Trevor Bouchard, who's the co-author of A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom, and one of the people involved in helping donate this money from quickcontractors.com. Trevor, you're the one who actually ended up tying Bobby in with the March of Dimes, right? Why was the March of Dimes, how were you introduced to the March of Dimes and what they do?
Well, I was fortunate to meet the March of Dimes early on. We were involved with the Hamilton Chamber of Commerce, and they were involved as well. Being in the renovation business and the March of Dimes specializing in barrier-free renovations, it seemed like a pretty logical fit, and Bobby being one of Hamilton's favorite contractors, it made sense to partner up with him in this local area. So
it really is, and I guess, and Bobby, I know you'd be all over the idea that here we have people who are, it's not a case of trying to beautify their home. This is a need-based contracting situation for many of them, and sadly, an opportunity for some illicit contractors to try and take advantage, and why it's so important that you and Trevor work together to make sure that, you know, if you're going to be a legitimate contractor in this community, we have ways of measuring your performance. We have ways to keep tabs on you. And that's what Just Ask Bob has been all about over the last year is telling the public about this.
Well, Mike, it's absolutely critical. There's a lot of people that are being taken advantage in our society. society. I mean, seniors, elderly, and especially people with disabilities. So there's contractors. I mean, we've talked about this many times in the show, whether it's the cash grab or they don't have proper licensing. With respect to accessibility issues, they should be accredited. Now, the government, whether, you know, provincially or federally, they don't license or they don't exactly have, you know, a title for these contractors to be able to do this type of work. So it's really important then to screen them even more thoroughly, because mm-hmm. are they able to do these type of modifications to your home? You want to make sure it works. You want to make sure it's proper.
And that's what the book, A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom, has been all about. It isn't a book telling you how to put in the stairs.
Yes.
It's about how to pick the contractor, how to make sure that person is the right person for the job, that they meet all those requirements. I know, Trevor, that's how you and Bobby hooked up. He came to talk to you and your company, QuickContractors.com. Tell us a little bit about QuickContractors.com and what you're doing to help solve some of these problems that Bobby speaks of.
For sure. So we basically embody a lot of the morals and different values Bobby obviously talks about on his show. Our role in the community is one of a quality control group. So, you know, we give people the tools not only to help contractors screen themselves, but we basically help them by doing some of the legwork for them and giving them, you know, a starting point for their search for a contractor. So the basics, you know, WSIB, liability insurance and references. And also we've worked alongside these guys for quite a long time, and we start to figure out, you know, what kind of services each person can specialize in, and hopefully steer people in the right direction.
Yeah, Bobby, you've found a great working relationship with Quick Contractors.
Phenomenal relationship. Yeah. Excellent relationship. I've been a member in good standing for years. You know, I've always wanted to write a book. You know, this is just something that's been in my mind forever, and I thought by getting involved with Trevor that A, it's going to get done. You know,
right.
Sometimes you get partnered.
Oh, yeah.
So I brought this to his attention some time ago, and it turned out he had the same thoughts. You know, he'd always wanted to write a book. We teamed up together, and very proudly we've put the book forward, and even most importantly, you know, bringing the funds to the March of Dimes.
Yeah, absolutely. When it came time to start talking about the book, I know when Bobby first talked to you, Trevor, about it, he was hoping to write a mystery novel. And then, it got all turned on its head, and you actually came up with something that really everybody could use before you launch into a project. Or before you go to looking for that contractor, you know, read this book, because this answers a lot of the problems I'm sure you guys at QuickContractors.com run into, a lot of the questions you mm-hmm. get, right?
Yep, no, that's exactly. I mean, it's one of those things where, when we first started, sat down and decided to take on the project, we didn't know what demographic we're going to target, what information we want to include, but ultimately we had more, I guess the opposite problem is we had so much content, trying to sift through it and figure out what direction to go in was pretty easy. But ultimately we decided to focus in on really helping people understand contractors from the other side of the coin, because ultimately if you can understand what the background is of a contractor, you may have a better appreciation for why they do what they do. Yeah. And why they charge what they charge, and you know, things like that, and know what to look out for, and you know, who's a quality contractor and who isn't, those kind of things.
Jocelyn, can you talk to us a little bit with regard to the March of Dimes and working with these people who require these kinds of updates to their homes? The March of Dimes involvement comes in just, you know, helping with support for these people to maybe suggest ways that they can go or ways they can improve their lives?
Yes, we do offer those kinds of services, and we actually have a division that we offer provincially. We have a contract with the provincial government where they provide funding to people to do home renovations.
Right.
And so our job is to ensure that these people qualify for financial assistance before the money's dispersed from the government. And we also look at their plans. We approve whether or not what it is that they're having done to their home will meet their needs.
Right.
And then we also provide suggestions as to where they could go, but often people come to us already having a contractor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Bobby, I know you met a little girl not too long ago, and helping to fix that little girl's home really changed your views on how contracting can make a big difference in someone's life, right?
One way to sum it up is it was the ultimate way to donate as a contractor.
Yeah.
I mean, as a contractor, I mean, or anybody for that sake out there, everybody's asking for contributions, donations. I'm very critical and overanalyzing it sometimes. And with most charities, I mean, again, not all, maybe some. And sometimes I like to paint them all with the same brush. That's my mistake.
We all
but
do.
Sometimes, I
sure.
mean, for every dollar, you know, what's going to get to the end recipient? 10 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So in this case, when Trevor asked me to come on board for the 5-year-old girl in Guelph, Ontario, I was a little bit hesitant. You know, Trevor twisted my arm a little bit and he said, Bobby, how about you come down? Just meet the child, meet the family. So I traveled down there. I met the family. And that was it. I mean, as soon as I met the little girl, I thought to myself, this makes so much sense, because
yeah.
I'm not pulling out my check and filling out a check.
Right.
I'm working. I'm doing work. I'm physically working.
Doing what you do and what you're good at.
I'm doing what
I
do. And when the day's said and done, she's going to reap the benefits.
Mm-hmm.
And also it gave me a chance to entice the big box stores, get some materials donated.
Mm.
It was an incredible experience. You know, I'm very proud of it. And that's why it tied in with the book. Because when we thought about writing the book or we had our first initial meetings about it, obviously we considered there's so many charities out there, great many worthy charities, because of obviously Trevor's tying with the March of Dimes and my experience helping that disabled child with the family. It made all the sense in the world.
Yeah.
It was the perfect tie-in for the book.
You can get your questions in. This is the first anniversary edition of Just Ask Bob, and he will take your questions. 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. Having a problem with a contractor, questions about a potential contractor, you may be thinking of hiring, a project you need some advice on. Bobby is here to answer all of those questions, and Trevor as well. 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility if you want to just ask Bob on our show today. Back to the little girl for 1 minute, Bob, and I'm just curious if you know, in doing that project and creating, fixing the house up to help her with her disabilities, did it make you sort of rethink how homes are structured, how we build homes, and,
yes.
You know, I mean, just how you might build things in the future?
On a past show, we talked about this. The problem is the Ontario Building Code, again, going back to that dreaded building code, they're not building homes smart. Restrictive doorways, too many stairs at times. I mean, they're not thinking long term. I mean, maybe it's a monetary issue that they want you to live in this home, have a family, and then downsize to another home. A lot of these powder rooms, ridiculous. 26, 28 inch doors.
Yeah.
You can't get through that with a walker.
Yeah.
If the Ontario Building Code would just, you know, try to be smart, build smart from the beginning, put some thought, think down the road, construct a home for the family that's starting out today without children, that's going to have children, and once they've aged.
Yeah.
Little bit of tinkering with the building code, these homes can be much, much more accessible and not require such drastic modifications down the road.
Because ultimately, when you're talking about things like doorway size, I mean, it really isn't, there's no, you know, sort of difference in building materials
The cost to introduce it in the beginning is nothing.
Yeah.
I mean, the cost to introduce it in the beginning would be pennies. The cost to do it later because it becomes a renovation.
Oh, then those pennies turn into hundreds. Yes.
You won't get the trades in there for less than hundreds.
Yeah. Just Ask Bob, 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. We're going to come back with a few more tips from the book, A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom. And we'll also offer up your questions to Bobby Asadurian. RRInc.ca is his website. Back with more on Ask the Experts on Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820. Experts on call, Just Ask Bob is in the house. You can ask Bobby Asadurian, the contractor you can bring home to mom, anything you'd like about contractors, about renovations, about fixing stuff yourself, about the pickle you got yourself into because you were fixing stuff yourself. Bobby would be happy to answer those questions here today. 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility if you have a question for Bobby Asadurian. Also in the studio with us, Trevor Bouchard, his co-author on A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom. And he is with QuickContractors.com, who pre-qualify contractors and help you find your way through hiring the right person for the right job. Trevor, when it comes to I have a project in mind,
mm-hmm.
And now I'm thinking I need to hire a contractor, and Bobby's way out of my price range. I'm kidding, of course, Bobby.
Of course.
You know I'm taking a shot.
Get what you pay for.
Yeah, you know, Bobby's right. What happens when I go to your website, quickcontractors.com? Is there a step-by-step process that helps me find the right person?
For sure. I'll quickly walk you through kind of how the process works. First of all, we unfortunately don't sort our contractors by price points, but we do try to sort them by job categories to start with. So by logging on to the website, we have a tool called a quick submit tool. That'll allow a potential homeowner to basically select the category which they best fits their renovation project. There's a lot of tools on the website that'll help them identify what category it is, because a lot of times you may not know what exactly it is that you need.
Right.
So there's some educational tools along the way that'll help you refine the search. And once they've submitted and refined down to exactly what they're looking for, they can then either make a submission into the website with their project, and we'll link them up with three pre-qualified contractors, or they can actually contact the contractors directly themselves by searching on the website.
What do you mean by pre-qualified? I mean, this is where you guys come in, right?
Yep.
I mean, this is where you're checking out their background, so I don't have to spend time trying to figure out if some guy up in Ancaster had a problem with them before.
Yeah, I mean that's the basis of a lot of things that we do in the book, but ultimately pre-qualification to me means, you know, the basics like we talked about, liability insurance, WSIB, but also getting to understand their business and what their specialty is, because a lot of people want to list that they do everything, and there's no harm in that, because you know, a lot of people do specialize in a lot of things, but we really want to try to refine down to, you know, this person's specialty is masonry. This person's specialty is whatever. They may be a general contractor, but let's find out exactly what their bread and butter is and see if we can link people up in that way.
I hired a really nice guy to do a bit of a renovation in my home a few years ago, and I walked in at one point, and he was reading some instructions that came with what he was installing, and I thought, you know, well, I mean, it's good that he read them.
Well, he can read.
But ultimately, it did leave me with this sort of sense that maybe this was the first time I was a little bit of a guinea pig and I should have got a discount for that. Bobby, when it comes time to when people contact you after I've gone through Quick Contractors and now you're one of the bidders, is that how it works? Is that my next step will be to call you up?
I'm one of the three, or you contact me directly or I contact you. I will come over at that point and provide you with a free, no obligation assessment and quotation. Typically, depending what the project is, half an hour, 40 minutes, I'll review everything, take my notes, get back to you in a timely fashion via email. And at that point now, you know, you can compare my quote to the other three. So you've saved, you know, the legwork of hunting them all down or whatnot. And, you know, you make an educated decision when the day's said and done.
Can you tell us that people should not feel guilty about deciding not to take a contractor after? Because there's a little bit of that sense that, well, look, dude's invested some time and he came out and he saw.
Well, can't take all three. I mean, no, guilt shouldn't be involved.
No, but it is. You know it is. You know that some people go, oh, I don't want to make that. I don't want to call the guy and say no. I mean, you know that people get themselves in that pickle.
The guilt comes in later.
Oh.
Now, I can tell you a lot of stories there. My proudest jobs, again, honest to goodness, my proudest jobs are when I've come in and done the job over. And unfortunately, the homeowners pay twice.
Right.
Now, this is where Trevor and I made our television debut, or at least together. CHCH Morning Live with Bob Cowan several years ago. There was a newcomer to Canada. She resided in the Stony Creek area. Now, in her case, I didn't put in the quotes. She got quotes from three contractors to do a new basement bathroom. She chose the cheapest and the most crooked of them all. He took her for a ride,
right.
No permits, nothing. I mean, this guy, talk about infrastructure. He didn't have money to buy nails for his air gun. He would take her to the big box store under the pretense of looking at tiles or display samples, and he'd be throwing air tools or nails into the buggy, telling her, oh, can you take it off the final bill? Well, I mean, it was a nightmare. She sued him in court. I don't know if she's still in the court process, but the problem is he was incorporated, so he's going to sue the owner of the corporation.
Right.
She met me sometime later. To give you an idea here, he crooked her for $6,800. She had to pay me $12,000 to redo that bathroom.
Wow.
Well, it cost me time and effort just to get the mess out of there and figure out where do I start.
Yeah.
Now, that spun off into a Community Choice, Reader's Choice win for me for Stony Creek News, a nomination, and I got to describe and talk about that story on you know, CHCH Morning Live with Bob Cowan and Trevor. So if they usually don't feel guilty in the beginning. They're happy. They'll take the cheapest quote. They won't compare apples to apples.
Yeah.
They're just zooming in on the price, and if there's no tax on it, even better for them.
Well, now, and the flip side of that is, and Trevor, you've sure you run into this as well, which is, listen, a lot of these crooked contractors, they've got all the answers. I mean, every time I try to poke a hole in their little right? I mean, you sit there
well,
and you go,
well,
don't I need a permit for
they
this?
They don't know how to work.
Oh,
they only
you
know
what?
Speak.
Nobody gets permits for this. I mean, right?
True,
I mean, they sit
that's
there,
the number one line.
They'll blow off all of your concerns.
Well, they'll feel you out. First, they'll try to convince you you don't need one. I mean, they're smart. They're going to try that way.
Right.
Now, if you're educated and you come back at them and say, well, I've called the city hall. I mean, yes, the city tells me I need one. Then they'll tell you, well, you don't really need it. So first, if it's not required, then when you know you find out that it is and you tell them that, then they're going to come up with another strategy. They're just crooked from the get-go. It's not going to win. Where are they going to be when you have a problem?
But the only way I can know that they're not telling me the truth or they're trying to sleight of hand with
call
the truth.
Call the city. Call your municipality.
Or pick up a copy of a contractor can bring home to mom. Because
book.
You guys have laid out some of the tricks of the trade, the things they're going to come at you with. And you sit there and you go, listen, here's the nuts and bolts. Here's the things you need to ask. Mm-hmm. Is that one of the biggest problems, Trevor, is that people don't ask questions? They just sort of go, here's the bid. Okay, well, we can afford that. Go ahead. I mean, we just literally don't even ask the question.
Yeah, and in all fairness, I mean, a lot of people talk highly and lowly of contractors, depending on who you talk to. But, I mean, there has to be some onus on the consumer as well. There has to be some responsibility, and part of that is educating yourself through tools like our book, mm-hmm. Of understanding, you know, why a contractor charges $80 an hour versus $25 an hour, because there's an infrastructure support as opposed to working out of the back of their van. So those key points, I think, you know, if you equip yourself as a homeowner, will let you, you know, you can take some responsibility. You know, if you get a speeding ticket, you can't tell the police officer, I didn't know, right? I mean, there's just some things that are kind of a given, and I think that applies all across the board.
Can you tell a police officer I didn't know?
I haven't tried that. Doesn't work. Doesn't work.
Never get that one to fly. 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. We're not just beating up on the crooked contractors here. We're also taking your questions. If you have a question about a home renovation, a job you're working on, Bobby, you said you've been inundated with calls because of flooding from last weekend, right? I mean, here we go again.
It's amazing. I mean, I don't know whether it's you talk to the city, you complain to the city, they say it's the environment. Meanwhile, everybody else, you know, the other end of it is the city's infrastructure, the storm sewer, the treatment plants. It's just a mess.
Yeah.
A couple of days of rain. I didn't think it was that bad. Everybody's backing up. They're flooding, groundwater. It's a mess out there. What's going to happen when we get the torrential downpours in the spring and the summer? Mm-hmm. It's bad. It's going to be bad.
And your advice is people should go out and look at the backflow valve.
Yes, look at the backflow
the
valve.
The proper one.
There's only one. Again, there's four or five on the market.
Yes.
There's only one that's authorized in Canada. There's only one that's authorized. You know, the big box stores, we've talked about that before, they have to pull those American versions off the shelves.
Okay.
They're not licensed. They're not authorized.
City of Hamilton will back you up with some money if you buy the right one and you qualify for their program.
Yes, there's a few qualifications. You have to have been in a certain area. You have to have had a claim or have backed up at a certain time period, July or August of last year. They'll give you money under the 3P program, Compassionate Grounds. There's a few qualifications there, but I recommend new home, old home, if you're in an area that's prone or not prone to backups, get that valve installed if you're going to finish your basement.
I'm prone to backups, but that's a health thing with me. All right, Bobby Asadurian, Just Ask Bob. You know what? Scott's on the line. We're going to get to Scott, but we got to take this quick break.
Yes.
And then we'll kick off a special extended version, an extra half hour with Just Ask Bob. And Scott's renovation question is up first. You can get in here, 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility to Just Ask Bob when we come back right after the news. Talk 820 time, 1258. Welcome to a special extended edition of Experts on Call, celebrating the first anniversary of Just Ask Bob here on Talk 820. So those of you tuning in for the Dave Shuttleworth Show, hang in there. A mere 30 minutes from now, Dave Shuttleworth will take his seat right here at the control desk. In the meantime, we have Bobby Asadurian. He is Just Ask Bob, and he is from RRRinc.ca contracting. And Bobby would be happy to take your calls about renovations, problems you've had with contractors, questions about jobs you'd like to do around your home. 905-645-3200, #820 on the Bell Mobility. Also with us in studio, Trevor Bouchard from quickcontractors.com, his co-author on the book, A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom, and Jocelyn Gagne, who is here with the March of Dimes Community Relations. And Jocelyn, we got a couple of questions we want to ask you, and Trevor will bring you in as well, but first, what we're really here for, a question for Just Ask Bob. Scott's on the line, and he wants to ask Bob a question. Scott, what do you want to know today?
Well, we've had a humidifier installed on our furnace to obviously drop down the dryness in our house over the winter months, and it really started producing a lot of condensation on the windows. A couple of times I tried turning it off to reduce the condensation, and it's still built up. Now I'm wondering, do I actually have a problem with my windows at this point? Because this is the first year it's actually happened.
Hey, Scott, thank you for calling.
No problem. Thank you.
Your humidifier, now they are very, very difficult to control and set because they need literally, it has to change almost every day or depending on the weather. Did it come with a sticker? I mean, sometimes they're in the box. So I don't know if the installer stuck it on, but there's a chart, and the chart literally specifies what setting you're doing based on the exact outdoor temperature. Do you have that reference chart at all?
It It's actually right on the thermostat control.
Okay, okay, because they're very precise that way. Yours, obviously, I can tell it's turned up way too high. If it's giving you condensation or problems on the windows, there is way too much humidity in the home. So you're obviously at the opposite end of the spectrum there as far as the home being dry. How old are the windows? I mean, is this an old home, a new home?
It's roughly about 7 years.
7 years. I mean, the window should be fine.
Just so we're all on the same page here, Scott and I have the exact same problem, so I'm desperately hoping you have an answer for us,
yeah,
Bobby.
Well, I mean, turn it off. I mean, right off the bat, turn the humidifier.
Two of us.
Turn the humidifier off completely. Well, how was the home before you even put in the humidifier? The scratchy throat?
Fine.
I mean, it was fine, but you must have been feeling some dryness? Okay, yes, you're feeling some dryness, or people sometimes, you know, before the dryness issues even arise. Now, forgetting about the windows, how they're feeling or acting up, how's your family feeling? Any dry throats? I mean, are you nice and healthy because the humidity level's good?
There were dry throats, dry noses.
Oh, before, though, but how are you feeling with this high humidity now?
Oh, we were fine.
Okay, no, so, I mean, it's working. It's obviously working too well. I mean, the number one thing I could suggest you, I mean, obviously you won't need it from here on out, but when you're in that situation in the winter, what did you find? Were you calibrating it? Were you adjusting it as per the specs on that little diagram?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Well, not every day, but what I've also done, because of the amount of condensation that built up, I also turned it off.
Okay, okay.
To allow the moisture to get out of the house.
Okay, so when it's off, the moisture was getting out, it was fine. Now, there could be another issue as well. Bathrooms. Bathrooms okay with exhaust fans?
Yes.
Okay, good. So, I mean, again, we've talked about that.
Should I turn them on as I operate it, or is that just
feeding? Well, the bathroom exhaust fan, however long your shower or bath is, keep it on that entire time, and then the second you're leaving the shower, don't do what everybody does. Turn it off. Leave the bathroom exhaust fan on for about 30 minutes after you're done your shower. So, I mean, that's going to help because, again, that'll cause a lot of issue. Water that runs anywhere in the home, even in the kitchen doing dishes, that water builds up. That water will go right to the windows. So, I mean, in essence, with the humidifier, you know, keep it low. Try to go even an increment or two lower than what's recommended. So obviously, whatever the chart tells you to keep it at based on the outside temperature, because it varies. I mean, you're going to get your low and then your high. So your lowest temperature is first thing in the morning. And then, I mean, again, the temperature changes outside. So sometimes you may have to play with these settings more than once a day. Some people have gotten rid of them. They can't stand, you know, playing with them all the time. Is yours a full flow, or is it the drum style unit?
I think it's the drum style. Unit.
Okay, yeah, I mean, those ones don't seem to work the best. They're usually the most affordable. They're the antique models. I mean, it's archaic, the technology on them. It wastes a lot of water. That drum's just constantly turning, and the water's pouring out. They've got ones now that are flow-through that work a little better.
I have a flow-through, but here's the thing, and I think Scott might be helped if we ask this question, which is, what should I be seeing? I mean, to find that proper humidity level, is there any condensation, just a little bit in the corners of the window? Is there a sign?
No, you don't want any.
So none, because when I run with none, I'm telling you, my house is so damn dry, and the girls in the house are itching their skin like crazy. Like, that's the problem. I'm trying to keep it comfortable, but it's not comfortable
It's hard to find the midway point. I mean, you don't want it dry, but you don't want any water on the windows. You have to just play with it. You have to play with the dial, have it on maybe a few hours, shut it off for a day and a half, and then on and then off. It's difficult. There's so many factors. Mm-hmm. Bathroom exhaust fans, laundry tub on the main floor upstairs.
What I've noticed is sometimes when I'm trying to calibrate, then I won't have any water flow going into the furnace whatsoever. So
yeah,
the purpose as you're calibrating it, not to have it running.
It's temperamental. No, I realize it's temperamental. It's a hard balance. I mean, the home can't handle it. The other problem, too, is there's a comfortable moisture level for people, and then there's a comfortable moisture level for a home.
Right.
They're not the same.
No, they're not.
No, they're not. So, I mean, you're fighting. It's always a fight.
Here's the trick I used, and this is going to sound ridiculous, but I run the humidifier, and then in the basement, I run a dehumidifier. And it's removing a pailful of water every single day, but it keeps the windows upstairs from getting too much condensation. And the home seems rather comfortable. So I'm sort of letting them fight it out.
They're fighting it out, and then there's a good medium in between. No,
well,
that could work.
I mean, it's, you know, but that's what you're talking about, playing around with it.
You have to.
Yeah.
You have to.
And
if it's a new home.
But we can tell Scott it's likely not a problem with his windows.
No. I don't think there's any problem with the windows at all. But again, to sum it up, and it's really important, your home needs to function properly, one level of humidity, and then your body needs another, and the two are nowhere near each other. So it's a constant battle.
Does that help you out, Scott?
Yes, it does.
All right. Appreciate your call,
thank
man.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for bringing up. I'm not supposed to bring up my own problems, but if I can piggyback on a caller.
Oh, definitely.
We're going to come back with more. Just Ask Bob, special hour-long, first-year anniversary edition. Your calls for our expert renovator and contractor, Bobby Asadurian. Give us a call, 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility, TOG 820 time 115. This is Experts on Call with Bobby Asadurian. Just Ask Bob, 905-645-3200, pound 820 on the Bell Mobility. If you want to jump in here with a question for Bob and Trevor, you chipped in a thought or two on our last caller, Scott, but you just thought maybe an energy audit might be the way to go if you're having some issues with your home, right?
Yeah, I think the energy audit's a good barometer of how efficient your house is in terms of energy loss. So there's an NE and a D visit. They'll come in and put a blower in your door, suck out all the air, and basically model your home and tell you where you might be potentially be losing energy. And then there's government grants available to help you make those modifications.
And Bobby, I know you just chomping at the bit to chip in with the fact that you got to get the audit done before you do the work.
Well, that's critical. That's very important. It has to be first. But see, people are afraid of the audit because their number one concern is, what if the audit reveals 50 items?
Right.
You don't have to do all 50.
Yeah.
You don't even have to do all 20, half of them, 25. You can pick three that you want to do. You do those three. You have the auditor come back and verify that you've done them. And then whatever money you're deemed back based on what you spend on those three, you're going to get back. So they're not going to condemn your home. They're not there to force you
right.
to do everything in the home to bring it up to some type of a modern standard. You can pick and choose based on your budget and based on your preference which ones you want to do. But audit first.
Is there an energy – you guys work with energy auditors? Do you know any?
Yes.
We have one on board,
both Trevor and myself.
Okay.
Actually, it's the same one.
Okay.
If they contact Trevor or myself, we can easily put them in touch to have the auditor come down and do the work.
Excellent. With us in the studio, as well as Trevor Bouchard, who's the co-author on A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom, is Jocelyn Gagne from March of Dimes. And the reason Jocelyn's here is that these two fine fellows wrote this book and decided to hand the proceeds over to the March of Dimes. And it ties in nicely with contracting because people who take up the services of the March of Dimes quite often are in a situation where they need a contractor to come and help retrofit their home or fit their home for their particular disabilities. As well, you guys also help out with vehicles, right?
Yes, we do. Through the Home and Vehicle Modification Program, we offer financial grants to people who qualify to do renovations to make their home or their vehicle accessible and usable by themselves.
Is there a time period? I mean, if I've suffered some sort of disability and maybe it's been, 3 or 4 years I've been getting by, but I could use some help and my house just isn't, fit well for me. I mean, is there any kind of time period from the time I become disabled that I can access this help?
No, that's not a restriction in any way, shape, or form. As far as your home, if you're renting, that doesn't necessarily preclude you from qualifying, but there are some rules and regulations about, contacting the landlord, how long have you been there, do you have a lease, that kind of thing. So it's certainly a lot easier if you own your own home to get the funding. And we have a finite amount of funding, obviously. So people, we try and disperse the dollars to the people most in need. But people can apply any time during the year. We have different windows that open up. And if people don't get granted in the first application, we do encourage them to apply again.
And it certainly wouldn't hurt us to say that aside from these two fine fellows, anybody listening right now can give to the March of Dimes and help you guys out with the fine programs you run, right?
Certainly. We appreciate every donation, and we certainly appreciate community-minded businesses like these two gentlemen who are donating all of their proceeds from that book.
That's fantastic. The book is called A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom, and it's available in local bookstores. It's available at Bobby's website, RRInc.ca. Bobby, you and Trevor have cooked this book up. It is about contractors versus about actual jobs. It's about finding the right person. It's about answering some of those questions. Why did you call it A Contractor You Can Bring Home to Mom?
I'm glad you asked. We live in a day and age where contractors are being bashed. And I mean, I may say rightly so. I mean, it's not the best reputation, at least, in most cases. How often or how many mothers out there do you think would sort of jump if their daughter brought home a contractor and said, "Mom, we're engaged"?
Right.
You've got daughters. You want to share it
just,
on that?
Well, you know what? I've got some jobs around the house, so I'm thinking.
Well, no,
you know.
Okay. There's another aspect there. No, but I mean, realistically, I want to bring respect back to the industry.
Absolutely.
I mean, typically, I mean, you can break it up into two types. There's white collar, there's blue collar workers. Blue collar workers, unfortunately, a lot of people look down on them. You know, contractors may be based on their appearance or a lack of education, you know, whatever the reason is.
Right.
A lack of licensing, bugging you. You don't need a permit when you do. We want to bring respect back to the industry. We want all mothers out there to be thrilled. We want kids in school to be excited about growing up to be a contractor or a tradesman. We want to bring respect back to the industry. Hence, a contractor you can bring home to mom.
Now, you think you get foul looks when they bring home a contractor. Wait till you see the look on mom's face when they bring home a radio DJ.
What's worse?
That goes over just great.
Oh, no. It's true. It's, you know, it's about perception. It's about stereotypes.
Yeah.
I like the title. I think it's catchy, and you know, we really are going to work hard at it. We're going to bring respect back to the industry, one homeowner at a time.
It is, and it is about having respect. And you know what? And I think Trevor pointed out earlier, and I thought it was a great point, but there also needs to be respect from the other side. It needs to be because this person's a contractor, it's not about you looking down your nose at, you know, I'm a highfalutin, whatever I am, and I'm just hiring this guy to do this job. Have respect for the trade, the skill, and how much time and effort. You know, you spend 20 years doing contracting, that you deserve some respect
that
for your abilities.
That book is an eye-opener. It's an eye-opener, and it's a shock to a lot of people out there that disrespect us. Now, I'm going to turn the tables here a bit. You don't usually hear me saying this often in the media. Now, obviously, there's a lot of great shows on HGTV. I mean, homeowner after homeowner issues with contractors. It plays well in the media of bash the contractor.
Sure.
But again, there's two sides to every coin. Now, I can tell you, I would say 9 out of every 10 homeowners that have had a home renovation gone wrong. Now, again, I have to phrase this properly. I don't want to blame the homeowner, but I mean, put it this way, if they'd read our book, they may not have ever experienced it. It's not going out to the store and buying a chocolate bar. I mean, people want to hire me without meeting me. Everything has to be through email. They don't take their time.
Yeah.
You don't run out and hire a contractor like you'd buy a candy bar. You have to take your time. So a lot of these homeowners have caused themselves their own misery by picking the first guy they find, avoiding the GST come July 31st, the HST.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of homeowners, you know, if they had taken more time, they wouldn't have had the issue. So, I mean, again, that's in defense of all the good contractors.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's hard. It's a coin toss.
And it is about you get what you pay for in our
most
society.
Times,
we
most
all
times.
Know that. And
people have to understand, just for a moment, put the money aside.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it all comes down to everything comes down to money. Put the money on aside, compare qualifications, force them all to compete apples to apples, you know, make it fair, check references, call the city. You're going to eliminate everybody. You may be only left with one contractor. You know, out of 10 quotes you've had, you may be left with 3, and then make the decision. You know, then involve the money.
Trevor Bouchard, who's the co-author of this book, works with QuickContractors.com, and they pre-qualify contractors. Just a curiosity on my own part, is there been a number of times when you've had to say no to a contractor? Is that, you know, that you've dug something up in their background and you've had to go, you know what, this is not a person for us?
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting you ask that. To be fair, we do run into it a few times here and there, and I don't want to get specific with names, but ultimately, a lot of these people unqualify themselves. So they realize that there's strict standards that come along with the pre-qualification process. And when it comes time to pony up this, that, or the other thing, you know, a lot of times they just respectively bow out.
It's important to note that if you're thinking of hiring a contractor to do a job, you can go to quickcontractors.com and they pre-qualify their contractors. They can isolate according to the project that you want to do, somebody who specializes in that. So by all means, visit their website and you can at least get 3 viable quotes on your project from 3 quality contractors. Bobby, we're almost out of time. Our special first year anniversary edition. You had a couple of thank yous you wanted to make before we let you go.
The Mayor's Seniors Advisory Committee of the City of Burlington. Just Ask Bob is now a proud member.
Excellent.
Big, big thanks to Suzanne Soto Davies of Silver and Gold introducing me to this. I sat in with the great people, had a chance to meet the mayor of Burlington last week. I just want to let everybody know, protecting yourself, empowering seniors, protecting yourself. This March 29th, 2010, 1 o'clock to 4 p.m., Burlington Senior Center, 2285 New Street in Central Park. Come down, bring your questions. I'm going to be among three other speakers addressing this issue of, you know, fraud and crime prevention towards seniors.
Yep.
If you need more information on it, please send me an email at the through the website. Another item, too, now, Just Ask Bob's really gaining some traction here. Besides the radio show, besides Silver and Gold, I've taken on, yes, a new column. Business and Construction Times, please visit. I don't have it on my website yet, so you're going to have to go to BigBPublishing.com. Again, that's BigBPublishing.com.
Okay.
Send me an email if you need more information. It's my brand new and my latest column of Just Ask Bob.
Excellent. Lots of ways to find out what's ticking in Bob's brain, and you can always talk to him here every 2 weeks, Thursdays at 12:30. He is our expert on call, Bobby Assadourian. RRinc.ca is his website. You can fire off questions to him there and get in touch with him there as well. And I got to say, you know, after your visit to Burlington, if you'd been in charge of that damn pier they got down there, it would have been built right and built on time, Bobby.
Exactly.
All
Thank
right.
you, Hamilton.
Just Ask Bob, heard right here exclusively on Talk 820. Dave Shuttleworth, he shuffles in next on Hamilton's all-new talk station, Talk 820.